Morning, church.
Before we go into a time of meditation, I wanted to speak some on what the Lord's been telling me, and it is in Acts 16, so you're going to hear about Acts 16 just one more time, I'm sorry. And this is what I really shared with my Sunday school class last week, but God's really just been kind of hammering it in for a week, and I've been talking about it, and he's still just really working on me with it. But starting in verse 25, I'll read a few verses down in Acts 16, and it says, "About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, 'Do not harm yourself, for we are all here.' And the jailer called for the lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?' And they said, 'Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household.'" I read this for Sunday school, but I think God really was teaching me through it. And there's something interesting about it is that Paul is a Roman citizen. He should have never been thrown in jail. They go to Philippi on mission because he received a vision from the Lord. And then they proceed to beat him after he casts the demon out of the slave girl, and they throw him in jail. And all he has to do is say, "I'm a Roman citizen. You can't throw me in jail." And they can't. You know, if he says that, then they got to answer to the emperor. You know, and of course they don't want to do that. But he never says that. And so the whole time I'm reading this, I'm thinking, why would you not say that? Why would you not say, I don't belong here. I didn't do anything wrong. Two, you can't put me in jail. Why would you not say that? And then, after they're singing and praying hymns, an earthquake happens, the doors fling open, and their handcuffs fall off, and he still doesn't leave. You know, and I know what you're thinking, I don't look very fast, and that's because I'm not, but I can promise you, if I'd have been there, I'd have been gone before my handcuffs hit the floor. I'd have left. You know, I'm not staying here, the doors opened. This was an act of God, I'm leaving. And so the whole time I'm reading this, I'm thinking, man, why are they not leaving? Why are they staying in there? And I realize it's because they have gone to Philippi on mission. And that's a phrase we as the church like to use a lot, and I use it a lot, of being on mission. But for them, on mission means, well, if I'm in jail, how do I be on mission in a jail cell? Well, if I'm in jail, how am I going to reach these people for Christ in a jail cell? How do I evangelize in a jail cell? And God really made me wrestle with the fact that I didn't have that mindset before I read this. And I can't tell you I 100% have it now, but he really made me wrestle with that. And for a minute I wanted to think, well, I'm not Paul. Paul's a spiritual giant. He's an apostle. You know, the second most famous character of the New Testament behind Jesus. He's Paul. You know, but then I realized, well, none of the other prisoners left either. You know, he says, well, we're all here, meaning all the prisoners are here too. So as soon as I start to say, well, I'm not Paul, God says, well, are you a prisoner? You know, if you're in this story, who do you think you are? Well, you'd be the prisoner, at least, if nothing else. And they didn't leave either. And so God's making me wrestle with the fact that I might say I'm on mission, I might say I want to reach people for the gospel, but then he's saying, are you really willing to do everything it takes to do that? Are you really on mission in every aspect of your life? If you were in a jail cell, would you really be thinking, how do I reach these people for Christ? And he has made me wrestle with this for a week. He has made me realize I've got to be on mission, whether that's Main Street in Marion, whether that's a jail cell in Philippi, it doesn't matter. I've got to always be thinking, how do I reach people here where I'm at for Christ? And we're going to be in Philippians, I think 3 through 11 in a little bit. And Paul's going to talk about how much he loves Philippi, how thankful he is for him, how excited he is what Christ is going to do through him. And none of that ever happens if he leaves jail. None of that ever happens. The church doesn't get planted if he just says, well, the doors are open, I'm out of here. You know, and I say this in confession and repentance, and I say this knowing I'm wrong for ever having this mindset, but if the doors are open, I'm not staying. And I realize I'm wrong, and I realize God's convicting me of that, and he's saying, look, this church doesn't get planted. These people don't know Jesus. Paul can't love these people if he says, the doors are open, I'm out of here. And I realize I was wrong, and God has been showing me for a week and just hammering it in over and over and over. You were wrong. You have got to be on mission. You have got to be absolutely consumed with thinking, how do I tell these people about Christ? And so as we go to the Lord in a time of meditation, I want you to really pray and ask the Lord to give you strength and give you ways to say, well, how am I going to reach the people of Marion or wherever he is putting me for Christ? How am I going to really do that? Let's go to the Lord in prayer.